Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today the Church celebrates the exaltation or triumph of the Holy Cross. Now, public veneration of the true cross, dates back to the 4th century when St. Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, found it, in Jerusalem. Today's feast commemorates the rescue of the Holy Cross from the Persians in the 7th century by the Emperor Heraclius. In today's gospel passage, Jesus confides to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus was referring to, of course, the Old Testament occurrence that we heard in today's first reading from the book of Numbers, that the Jews, during their sojourn, in the desert, began to complain again. And this time, they were punished by our Lord, who sent to them serpents, which bit and killed many of them. And so, eventually, the Israelites, were repentant, thankfully, and Moses was instructed to give them the remedy, for the poisonous bites and to prevent them from dying, and that was to erect on a pole a bronze serpent. And those who would turn to the bronze serpent on the pole, if they were bitten by the serpents, they would be healed, they would be saved. Of course, this is a type, of Christ, the bronze serpent lifted high for all to see, to gaze upon and be saved. For Christ was lifted up high on the cross, and he would save from eternal death all those who would look to him in faith. Prior to our Lord's crucifixion and death, the cross was a symbol of horror, of terror, of defeat, and of death. But afterwards, it would become a symbol of triumph, victory, hope, of life. Christianity would be forevermore identified with the symbol of the cross. It would be found practically on everything Christian, at least eventually, it seems, on the top of Christian churches, inside Christian churches, also on the sacred vestments of the priests and ministers, and also on the vessels or linens used, for the Holy Mass. And then the Christians in their homes would have crosses or crucifixes, of course, at least one. And then on the Christians themselves, they would bring about on them, as we know, a cross or a crucifix. And in the church's liturgy, and in the life of prayer and devotion of Christians, the sign of the cross, is the principal ceremonial gesture. And all this is to remind the Christians of the absolute centrality of the cross in their lives. So no cross, no church, no Christianity, no salvation, no eternal life, no heaven. So the cross is foundational, is indispensable in our lives as Christians. Unless you deny yourself, take up your cross each day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple, Jesus said very clearly. To be Christ's followers, his pupils, his disciples, we must learn the science of the cross, which is the science of all the saints. The Passion and Death of Christ is the book, you could say, capital B, where we can learn all the lessons we need to learn in life, all of them. And all of the lessons in life can be reduced to one, essentially, and that is the lesson of supernatural charity, love divine. The book of the crucifix was the preferred book of all the saints. St. Paul could say to the Corinthians, for example, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified." St. Bonaventure teaches that He who desires to go on advancing from virtue to virtue, from grace to grace, should meditate continually on the passion of Jesus. St. Paul of the Cross, founder of the Passionists, assures us that in this most holy school of the Passion of Christ, we can learn true wisdom, for it was there that all the saints learned it. It's the greatest school in all the world, greater than all the renowned universities in the world of academia, is the school of the cross, the school of Calvary, the school of Christ and Him crucified. And I would add, tuition is not astronomical. It won't put you into debt the whole rest of your life, as it were, as some universities will. You know, but you will at least have to give all your life, you know, to pay for this, you could say, to be a member of this school, to pay for it with your life, giving your life over wholly to Christ. So do you want to be truly wise, holy, strengthened and consoled in suffering, victorious over sin, death, Satan, all the powers of hell? Do you want to reach heaven, eternal life, salvation, swiftly and surely? Then enroll yourself in the school of the cross. Read often from the book of the crucifix. We will be very wise indeed if we make time regularly for this holy exercise. We make time for so many other things, don't we? And many things are of little or no importance, and that's regrettable. You know, at the end of our lives, we'll regret having wasted a lot of time, which is priceless, but we'll never regret, you know, the time we will have spent at the foot of the cross. And we will be in the best of company too, united with Our Lady and all the saints, all of them friends of the cross, friends of Christ crucified. So living in this way will ensure that the triumph of the cross will be fully realized in our lives also. May we be able to join in with St. Paul and say, "But far be it from me to glory, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Praise be Jesus and Mary."